Welcome to Business Beyond Borders, the go-to podcast for CPA firms seeking transformative insights. I'm your host, Lawrence Whittam, and with each episode, we'll uncover key insights, best practices, and invaluable resources tailored for CPAs. From trending strategies to diving deep into outsourcing and offshoring, our experts will help in all areas of your business. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Business Beyond Borders. So thank you again for joining. And today we're going to talk a little bit about adding advisory services to your business. And when we talk about advisory services, when it changing yourself a little bit towards more of a CFO, right? And ways you can now go from more of that compliance work and looking in the past to really looking in the future. And this is something that a lot of businesses that are your clients and also individuals, right? From a tax planning and tax advisory perspective, right? You've got individuals that want to, that see you as that advisor already. And I think this is a bit of a mindset shift, in my opinion, but also it's difficult to do for a lot of people because we don't know how to take that first step. So I've got Adam Lean here today from the CFO Project, and who really took a step out to create somewhat of a course and some guidance around this, around building your own CFO practice within your firm. And great to have you here, Adam. And would you like to give a bit of an introduction about yourself?
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be here as well. So, my name is Adam Lean. I'm the CEO and co-founder of the CFO Project. We essentially help accountants and bookkeepers and enrolled agents start an outsourced CFO or advisory service. And I use the term CFO and advisory service sort of interchangeably. So that's exactly what we did. Myself and my co-founder, Jeff Prager, we used to be accountants, and then we branched out and we focused on helping business owners have a growing and successful business, and they loved it. They loved what we provided. And so that morphed into an outsourced CFO firm. And then Jeff and I merged and we created this training program where we train financial professionals on how to do exactly what we did and help business owners have a growing and successful business as their CFO.
Now, and that's awesome. I think that it's one of those things that everybody knows what a CFO is, right? And there's very big differences between, like, let's say a CFO, a controller, and these specific roles. And when you look at your CPA, can you explain, I guess, just in general, like what that CFO role really should look like? Yeah. So that everybody understands really, like, this is the role that you should be filling this. Like, don't call the CFO to do X, Y, Z, but you should call them for these types of services.
Yeah, excellent question. A CFO, we all know what a CFO is, but when most accountants think of a CFO, they think of the CFO for a big business, like Coca-Cola CFO, Amazon.com CFO, Microsoft CFO. This is not what we're talking about. A CFO for a large business, they need years of experience navigating complex business and financial situations to increase the shareholder value of large companies. That is not what we talk about when we're talking about being the CFO or advisor to small, medium-sized businesses. A CFO advisor to a small or medium-sized business, which, by the way, makes up the vast majority of all businesses anyways.
Yeah.
A CFO advisor to those people, to small and medium-sized business owners, we need to be somebody that a business owner can trust to just guide them on having a growing and successful business. So we're not navigating billions of dollars in complex business and financial situations. So we could take the pressure off ourselves and not have to worry about, am I qualified to be the CFO? Because you're probably not qualified to be the CFO for Coca-Cola today. Yep. But you definitely are the qualified to be the CFO for a $4 million heating and air business, or a $6 million doctor's practice, or a $2 million restaurant. These people, these business owners who own these businesses, they got into business because they're experts at what they do. The person that starts a dental practice is an expert in dentistry. Somebody that owns a hair salon is an expert at being a hairstylist. Somebody that owns a plumbing company is an expert at plumbing and trades. They're not, most business owners are not experts in understanding how to have a growing and financially successful business, as defined as a business that can generate consistent cash flow. But we are, and we can be. We're the accounting world is the best type of person to help a business owner do that, because we understand the numbers. And so that's why I advocate for accountants and bookkeepers and enrolled agents, people that understand the numbers already. All we need now is just a framework for actually providing a CFO service that gets results.
So I guess what does the relationship look like from, let's say, like a CPA, an EA, an accountant currently working in their more traditional firm right now, right? What do they need to be doing in order to implement those CFO services? What does the client really want from them, and what do they need to offer in order to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Clients just really want two things. They want to understand their business. They want to know, is my business okay?
Yep.
They want to know that. What they don't want to know is learning accounting. They don't want to have to know how to read a balance sheet. They don't want to. It's just like people who drive cars, you don't need to know how the engine works in order to drive a car. You just need to know how to read the dashboard.
Yep.
That's it. And that's what business owners want. And what a lot of accountants do a disservice by forcing their clients to read these things. So the accountant will do the books or do the taxes and say, my job's done. Here are your financials. Good luck. And the business owner's looking at the P&L and the balance sheet, and they're thinking, I have no idea what this means. It doesn't make sense, because the profit on the P&L says that I made $10,000 last month, but I definitely don't have $10,000 in my bank account. It's just confusing to them. So anyways, business owners want to know, is my business okay? What is going on in my business? The second thing they want to know is, what do I do about it? That's it. They want to know what to do about it in clear language. And accountants should be the best person to tell the business owner what's going on in their business in language they can understand. So the accountant is the one that should understand the numbers and interpret the numbers in a way that makes sense to the business owner. And then the accountant, who understands the numbers, should tell the business owner, these are the two or three things that you need to do that have the most impact on cash flow that we need to focus on now. And then just you're guiding the business owner on taking action steps to accomplish those things. That's what we do. That's what our job should be. And that is what business owners want.
So, and it comes down to somewhat communication at the end of the day, right? It's going from, again, that reactive communication to, hey, listen, here's your numbers that we've then put together, but let me tell you what they actually mean, right? And let me make it relatable to what you're doing, right? Whether it's they've done a bunch of events, clearly the events have been a big expense, but there's no return on those events, right? It's identifying that for them, saying, stop going to these things, right? If they're not giving any return. But however, they've done some advertising, it's done really well, right? And it's the firms and I'm sure the CPAs, the accountants can see that themselves, but it's just that step out of their comfort zone to really go and talk to the business owner. But that's the value piece, in my opinion, right? I mean, totally. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can make way more money by doing this, first of all. Yeah. I mean, the average accountant in the United States, at least, is making $79,000 a year. That's the average. Okay. That's not good, considering all the experience and value an accountant can bring to their client. But you just, one client and one advisory client in our experience is worth about $2,000 a month, so $24,000 a year. You do the math. You only need 10 clients to make $240,000 a year, just with 10 clients providing advisory services. The clients want this because they, more than anything, want a successful business. They yep. don't want to fail because yep. what? Look at the average business owner. If they fail, what happens? Well, they have to still pay off that debt somehow. They still have to put food on their family's table, which means they have to go back and get a job, something they don't want to do. So if you could say, I'm going to help you not only not fail, but have a successful business making more and more money for you, who's going to say no to that? Nobody. Yeah. They want this. Their business literally is the thing that puts the food on their family's table.
Now, what would you say again? I mean, you've trained accountants. You've got accountants in your essentially the CFO project going through this training throughout. You've got ones that I'm sure have come out now, and again, you're helping with things as they come up. But what's probably the biggest challenge that you see from a lot of the accountants? Is it that sort of mindset shift towards doing it? Is it more of like a bit of a technical shift towards really reading the financials? Yeah. I would assume less so on that side, but more so on, again, communicating those types of things and having that mindset shift as I am the expert in the room and I am going to tell you how and relate it to your business as well. But what do you see?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think there's two things that the two biggest hurdles that I think accountants make when they try to transition to advisor service. The first hurdle is, can I even do this? Like they're essentially suffering from imposter syndrome, thinking there's no way I could be a CFO. You know, I'm just an accountant or just a bookkeeper. They think to themselves, I can't be the CFO. And it goes back to what I said earlier. They're framing a CFO as like Coca-Cola's CFO.
Yeah.
Could you do that today? Probably not. But that's not what we're being called to do here. We're being called to be the CFO for small and medium-sized businesses. And most accountants discount how much they already know about numbers and business and financial strategy. And they overestimate what they think the average business owner knows.
Yep.
Most business owners are not financially and strategically savvy. They don't understand what's going on. Most understand what's... The only number they really know is how much is in my bank account right now.
Yep.
They decide to pay bills based on how much is in my bank account right now. They decide to hire somebody based on how much is in my bank account right now. And that's not a great way to run a business, but that's the sophistication level of most business owners I've talked to hundreds of business owners and they admit that. I mean, I've had tons of clients over the past decade and they admit that. They don't understand it. They would like to understand their numbers. They just don't.
Yep.
And so if the accountant can overcome this mindset shift and get around the imposter syndrome, you're never going to get over imposter syndrome, and this is probably a message, you know, concept for another podcast, but the most dangerous person is somebody that doesn't have imposter syndrome, in my opinion, because they're the person that thinks they know all the answers. They know everything about everything. And you know, it's why you see all these like 22-year-old life coaches on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they think they know everything and they don't have imposter syndrome.
And I was going to say, I mean, is it, and again, who is the right person for this type of role as well? Like, how do you identify that? Let's say you're working, again, if it's a sole proprietor, it's one thing, right? I mean, it's you, yourself, and I, right, to actually do that work, right? So when let's say you're a small firm, you've got team members, right? And is it a certain personality, right? Is it a certain technical experience that individual should have? Again, is it based on that experience? And when I say experience, like real life experience of, again, like working with multiple clients throughout in different areas? Because again, I mean, like you said, I mean, the life coaches at age 22, they haven't lived a life yet, right? I mean, I'm young. I can value everybody that I work with. A lot of my partners in that sense are 50 plus, right? And the reason is because they've experienced it. They've got a huge amount of life experience. And that's why typically a lot of coaches and consultants are in that age group, right? In a lot of cases, right? Because they've really gone through it, right? So what is it that you see and framework from that side? So that somebody can even identify the right people in their firm to do so.
Yeah, I think it's less on real life experience and it's more on three things, really. The first being, you have to have the desire to help business owners. You really do have to help, because they're not going to stick with you if they don't feel that you care about their business and them as much as you do about the quality of books or the quality of the taxes or whatnot. The second thing you must have is a financial background. You have to actually understand how to read the numbers, which, by the way, most business coaches and consultants don't have. They'll give advice without understanding the real impact of cash flow, and that's dangerous. But accountants do.
Yeah.
And then the third thing equally as important is you must actually have a methodology or some sort of framework to understand how to give advice based on the numbers in a way that gets results for your clients. And that's, I mean, that's exactly why we exist at the CFO Project. We give accountants a framework for understanding how to give advice in a way that makes sense.
So let's dig into that a little bit. So what does that life cycle look like for somebody coming into the CFO Project, right?
Yeah.
And what tools are you really giving them and advice in that sense to framework this position?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's three things that we give people that join this program, the CFO Project. The first is we give them training on a framework. We call it the One Clear Path. It's one clear path to helping a client have a growing and successful business, success being a business that's generating consistent positive cash flow. It's one clear path because that we use for every business. Because if you had five different advisory clients and you're doing five different things for each client, you're going to have five part-time jobs, and that's not sustainable. So you need to do the same thing for each of your advisory clients, which is how we've gotten our service down to, it only takes about 4 hours per month per client to conduct the one clear path for your clients. But the most important thing is this one clear path actually gets results. So anyways, in the program, we train on how to do the one clear path, how to actually get clients results.
Yeah.
We also train our members in the CFO Project on how to get clients. Because you can't just go up to a business owner and say, I offer an advisory service now, or I offer a CFO, I'm $2,500 a month, you want to sign up? They're going to say no, or they're going to ghost you because they don't understand it. Most non-financial people think of a CFO, they think head accountant. I already have an accountant, I already have a bookkeeper, I don't need a CFO. They have no context as to what it is. So we have to approach them differently. So we train our program how to do that. So that's all in the training bucket. The second bucket that we give our members is support. You can watch a training video all day long on how to be a CFO, but it's not going to make sense until you actually do it. Just like you can watch a video on how to ride a bike, but it's not going to make sense until you actually get on the bike. So we want you to take the training, but actually get on that bike. Because when you do, you're going to have trouble. You're going to run into challenges. You're going to run into situations you don't know how to handle. Well, that's where our support comes in. You're going to belong to a weekly mastermind group made up of a CFO trainer who will be your go-to guide. In this mastermind group, we call the CFO Roundtable. That's where you get your challenges answered and you help other people answer their challenges and you help other people you give encouragement to other people and hold other people accountable and they'll hold you accountable. This is where the results really happen because we can't do this alone. You need to be a part of a group of people that are doing the exact same thing as you. And the third bucket that we give our members is resources. We give them all the templates and tools and guides and step-by-step checklist, everything you need to get clients and to offer an advisory service. So that's what you get when you join the program.
Now, do you find that who's the best person, right? And in terms of who's the best firm to do this in a sense, right? Is it that sole practitioner that is already has a bucket of clients, right? Is it that smaller practice with extra time on their hands? Like, again, how much time do they have to, again, assign for this? Now, because again, I see it more in that larger mid-market, larger firm where they've got a segment of their, they've really created a CFO or advisory division within their group and they come into certain clients. And again, those are individuals purely focused on that, right? But when we talk about small firms, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is different, except that we actually advocate for small firms. Like the person that is a solopreneur, they own their own firm, or they have a handful of accountants or bookkeepers on their team. We actually advocate that you start offering advisory services because this is going to be the way to scale your income. Why? Because when you're offering tax or bookkeeping or other commoditized services, because it's a commodity, you are constantly facing this price pressure, meaning you can't raise your prices because there's always another accountant willing to do the job for cheaper. So the one, so you can't raise your prices. So the only way for you to make more money is to either work more hours, which there's only so many hours in a week you can work, or hire more people and take on more clients, none of which is scalable. So the best way to make more money as an independent accountant or independent bookkeeper is to raise your prices. Well, of course, again, you can't raise your prices by offering accounting or tax services or bookkeeping services because it's a commoditized service. So the best way to raise your prices is to offer something that's not viewed as a commodity in the eyes of your clients, and that is advisory services, because they want advisory services.
Yeah.
So what we've seen success, we've helped our members have success in, is transitioning from just being offering tax services to offering an advisory plus tax service. So you're combining them, or advisory plus bookkeeping, or all three, advisory, bookkeeping, and tax. But then there's some people that come to us and they do not want to go through another tax season again. So they completely get out of the taxes and they only offer advisory services. Either way, you've escaped what we call the accountant's trap, where you're stuck working for low fees because you can't raise your fees. You've escaped and now you're making way more. So to answer your question about qualification or who would be best suited, it really is anybody that I said earlier that has a desire to help business owners, that understands numbers and has a framework to help business owners. And we've seen success with independent accountants all the way up to firms that have a division dedicated to this.
So what's the best way for people to reach out to you and the CFO Project if they want to look into it a bit further? And again, reach out if they have questions around this.
Yeah, go to thecfoproject.com. So thecfoproject.com. At the top of the website is some free training. Well, I encourage you to take our free training on how to start a CFO service. We have all kinds of training, and see if this is even right for you. And this training will help you figure out if it is.
And again, huge, huge value add to your business, right? As the accountant, as the turning into a CFO, right? Yeah. But again, that huge value add where your revenue is driving up, but you're also, again, you're going to be helping your clients at the end of the day. I mean, this is, I've been in the situation with my CPA in the past as well, where I've been like, I would prefer to have more proactive tax advice, right? And I would prefer to have some help from these types of things. And it's the person to reach out to. But again, it's scheduling that and making sure it's on your calendar. So it's definitely a huge way that your clients are definitely looking for. Yeah. So really, really appreciate what you're doing, Adam, because again, I'm a big advocate on the educate first and really teach people how to fish in that sense. So, and we'll definitely post all your details so that people can reach out. And we thank everybody for joining today on Business Beyond Borders. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you for tuning in to Business Beyond Borders. I'm Lawrence Whittam, and it's been a pleasure bringing you impactful insights tailored for the modern CPA firm. Remember, the world of accounting is vast and ever-evolving, and we're here to navigate it together. For more resources and episodes, don't forget to subscribe and reach out to our experts. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of your business and explore the limitless possibilities beyond borders.